We are in Shizuoka, Japan. I am here on purpose. Didn't just wash up on some beach. Originally arrived by a big old jet airliner in 1992. We are Mockery Rocks. This is a rock of mockery. We are evolving. I identify as Rocky's dad or father for Patreon. patreon.com/rockysdad. But for IGTV, which is Instagram TV, I become Pato in Japan. Which is Instagram TV. We intend to use IGTV more and more. Billionaires have seen their fortunes hit record highs during the pandemic, with top executives from technology and industry earning the most. The world's richest saw their wealth climb 27.5% to $10.2 trillion. This comes from Simon Reed, a business reporter in the UK, I think, and he expresses that number in pounds. 7.9 trillion pounds from April to July this year, according to a report from Swiss bank UBS. That was up from the previous peak of $8.9 trillion at the end of 2017. The rise in fortunes reflects the general strong performance of global stock markets since late March, despite most countries continuing to suffer sharp recessions. We have learned through, I believe it was, the New York Times, that the President of the United States got millions of dollars from his daddy. He did not quite qualify as a billionaire, but has been selling himself as such for quite a while. The father's name is Fred Trump. Everybody knows. And Fred Trump's birthday was the 11th of October. I imagine a great celebration somewhere in the White House. Born on October 11th, 1905. Passing away June 25th, 1999, at the age of 93. His most famous for being the father of the 45th President of the United States. But why shouldn't he have already been famous, more famous than his son? He was the big money maker, was he not? Born to German immigrants, he entered real estate development when he was only 15 years of age, partnering with his mother, Elizabeth. We're talking about Fred, not Donnie. During the Great Depression, he dedicated resources to the creation of supermarkets. The site that I got this information from calls this trivia about him. In the 1970s, the Trump Organization was sued by the U.S. Department of Justice just for refusing to rent to black people. From NHK, which is a news source for English language news from Japan, three Japanese firms are teaming up to build fully electric tankers. By tankers, we mean ships. so they will operate with no carbon footprint. However, if they are tankers, they are carrying the commodity that will make carbon footprints all over the world, crude oil. The collaboration is between a pair of shipbuilders and machinery maker Kawasaki Heavy Industries. The shipbuilders will construct two vessels, each 60 meters long and weighing 499 tons. All to make money by transporting crude oil. But I assume that. The story does not mention crude oil at all. Mockery rocks.
I am old, Patrick. I went off on some kind of tangent someplace, somewhere on the worldwide wigwam. I found something talking about Benedict Cumberbatch. Do you know him? He is an actor. What a name! Benedict is his real name, then followed by Timothy Carleton Cumberbatch, born and raised in London, England. And he portrayed in a television series Sherlock Holmes, with the sidekick by the name of Watson. Martin Freeman is an English actor known for being in The Hobbit long before being in Sherlock. And as the series was titled Sherlock, it was not called Elementary. And I find the series called Elementary much more innovative and much more interesting. That would be the lovely Lucy Liu as Watson and Johnny Miller as Sherlock. As much as I enjoyed that, on the cable as we are here in Shizuoka, Japan, still, I found a little problem. One of the episodes talked about making a dirty bomb in New York from materials bought from Fukushima, Japan. I think in the big wide world it would be very difficult for anybody to procure either stealing or buying plutonium to make a dirty bomb. And then, after you get past that, what would be a dirty bomb? We talk about it, but do we really know what it is? It is just spreading radiation contamination, which did happen in Fukushima, which seemed at the time, because I can remember it, it seemed much more dangerous, much more important than the current pandemic at that time. But the radiation was reduced, and someday in the far distant future, the power plant that emitted that radiation will get shut down. But it'll take a lot of time. I really didn't like introducing the possibility of plutonium going from Japan to New York City in an American drama entitled Elementary. I love the show. I didn't like that episode. You're not going to have any nuclear contamination bottled up and taken away to another country. Things are regulated so much. You can't really imagine that, can you? And now back to the pandemic. The number of suicides rose in Japan in August due to more women and school-aged children taking their own lives.
so tragic. Offering a first glimpse into the consequences of the mental health strain brought on by COVID-19 around the globe. This comes to us from Japan Times publication, published on October 12th. Japan is among a very few major economies that releases timely data on suicides. The numbers hint at what may be going on around the world as countries grapple with the fallout from mass unemployment and social isolation that's impacting certain groups of people more than others. Sociologists have long warned that the economic and social disruption wrought by measures to contain the coronavirus could cause more deaths than the pathogen itself. In Japan, the suicide rate has been falling, but it remains a top cause of premature deaths. This year, suicide has taken over 13,000 lives in Japan, while total COVID-19 fatalities, again in Japan, are less than 2,000. According to government statistics, the number of suicides in just August increased by 15.4% to 1,854, although making up a smaller proportion of suicides, the number of women taking their own lives jumped by around 40%. The number of suicides by students doubled to 59 from the same period in the previous year. The mental health toll looks set to be one of the pandemic's most insidious legacies, given the difficulty of grasping or measuring the magnitude of self-inflicted harm until it is too late. Major economies like the U.S. and China don't report official data on suicides until years later, though experts have predicted a wave of such deaths this year, while anecdotal evidence abounds on where? Social media platforms. Not only has the coronavirus caused unemployment to rise around the globe, it's upended social norms and halted community interaction, key factors known to worsen mental health strain. Over 60% of 130 countries surveyed by the World Health Organization said mental health services for vulnerable populations were disrupted as a result of the pandemic, according to a report released just last week. As we record on the 12th of October. So there are mental health problems because of the pandemic, and then there are mental health problems because of certain industries, like the airline industry. Pressures for public aid are mounting in the Japanese aviation market with no rebound in sight for air travel as full-service and budget airlines are preparing further cost-cutting measures that will hit their employees and their routes. Public funds and state-guaranteed loans will be vital if Japan's full-service carriers are to make it through to early next year, Some industry experts say, noting that airlines in other Asian nations are restructuring with government help. Government help for the big airlines in the USA? Well, I think we have already reported that the president said, no, 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 no. Was it him? Was that no, no, no coming from the White House or the Congress? You can't let those kinds of businesses go under. I want to thank you so much for listening to this Rock of Mockery. Soon, it will be exclusive to our Patreon page.